didn't have it for mine.
It will go down to the back.
Chadish Yemeinu Kekedem, it's nice for the alum to be learning again with the alumni. And Kal Vachomer, the Shana Bet, I don't get to learn with you Bava Kama, so to be able to learn this with you is something that I've learned Bava Kama in the past, but I'm not in the sugyas right now, so I figured we would take a sugya that is also what I'm learning with the fellows here in the Kol, and that's a Shabbos-related sugya. But where the Ikar Iyun in the Mineu Bay in the Gemara, we're going to be doing on Daf Samach Amin Aleph. Zok Tehelig Gemara, 8 lines from the top. Tana Rabbana. The Mishnah told us, Lipsa Haruach, that if the fire is instigated by the wind, Kulam Tur, and then everybody is going to be Patur. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, we learned that Braisa, Liba v'lipsa ruach, that if the wind is the one that is blowing along with the individual himself, im yesh b'libuyo, when the fellow blows kidei laboso enough to instigate the fire chayv, then it's going to be chayv v'lav potter, but otherwise it's potter. Asks the Gemara, amai, why is that? Lahavei. It should be like the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos of Zora. Zora is one of the avos melachos, and Zora is that if you take the wheat and chaff and you throw it up to the wind, and the wind separates the chaff with you throwing it up to the wind, that is Zora, which is a melacha that precedes the melacha of Borer. So the Gemara asks, Amai lehave kizora v'ruach mesayato? It should be considered like Zora. And the wind helps it out. What's the Gemara's kasha? Can you help me out? What's the Gemara asking? Should be chayiv in which case?
Even if the wind is helping.
Just like in a case in Hilchos Shabbos, the halacha is that when the wind helps you, the halacha is that you're chayiv. So too, in the Zikin, that should be the same halacha. Now the Gemara gives four answers. Abaye, Rava, Rav Zera, and Rav Ashi. The first three we're not going to focus on right now. It's a short shiur. We'll focus on the Teres of Rav Ashi, which is probably the one that's most important. I'll leave it to Hilchasah. Says Gemara, Rav Ashi Omar, Ki Amrinan Zora V'ruach Mesayato. When do we say that Zora V'ruach Mesayato is Chayiv? Hani Milu Le'inyan Shabbos. That's only in regards to Shabbos. De Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. Because when it comes to Shabbos, so there, it's Meleches Machsheves that's Asr. I mentioned to the Kollel fellows that the term Meleches Machsheves is a very fundamental term in Hilchos Shabbos. Our first year we discussed what the definitions of Meleches Machsheves are. What's very interesting is Meleches Machsheves doesn't appear anywhere in Meseches Shabbos. Doesn't appear anywhere. It only appears in other places. Bava Kama is one of the places. The Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, it's Meleches Machsheves that is prohibited by the Torah. Aval Hacha Grama Ba'almahu. Ugrama binizakin potter. This is a case of grama. And when it comes to grama, the halacha is that one is going to be, it's going to be potter. So only in regards to Shabbos, there do we say Meleches Machsheves is Asra Torah. And over here, this is a case that's where there is Liba Haruach Ito, that if he blew and the wind blew with him, so then in such a case, if it wasn't enough from his blow to create the fire, so then in such a case, halacha would be that's potter because it's grama b'nezikin and it's going to be potter. So this line in Gemara is an extremely important line because the Gemara is being mechalek between Hilchos Nezikin and Hilchos Shabbos, saying that when it comes to the fire, fire cannot use another force along with yours for you to be chayev. But when it comes to Shabbos, it's not that way. By Shabbos, Zora V'ruach Mesayato, the halacha is that you're going to be chayv. So far, so good, Rav Osai. Clarifications? Fantastic. But obviously, fundamentally, we need to look into deeper and understand What is the Gemara saying about this chiluk between Shabbos and Grama? What exactly is the nature of this chiluk? So let's see the Holy Rashi. Zok de Heilige Rashi. Melechas Machsheves. And I'd like to hear how you read Rashi. Melechas Machsheves, says Rashi. Niskaimo Machshavtoi. His intention is fulfilled. Dinichale Beruach Misayato. That he's happy that the wind blows. So, of course, Rashi is referring to the Hagdara over here of Zoreh. And he says his machshava is fulfilled because he's happy that the wind has helped him out. So, how would Rashi explain the difference between Liba v'Lipsa Ruach, that's Potter, versus Hilcha Shabbos? Why is it that when it comes to Nezikin, the halacha works one way, and in Shabbos it's another way, yeah?
I think Rashi's explaining that because he had kavana and actually wanted that other ruach to be in part of it, so it's not a koach acher, as we normally call it by Nezikin, rather it's part of his action, because he wants it as part of his action, he knows it's there, so he's taking that into account. So it's not like our case in Nezikin where we understand that koach acher is something external.
By the way, I don't want to use the word koach acher, right? Because by eish, koach acher is chayiv. So what? Just one editorial point. What's the difference between this and koach acher? Koach acher is when you already had an eish. Over here, the eish didn't exist without him blowing on it. That's the difference, without him in the wind. But continue. Leaving that nekuda aside, okay, yeah, good.
I'm just saying, because he's taking into account that whatever terms I'm used to describe the ruach, he's taking into account the ruach and he wants that ruach, so that's part of his overall maisa.
So by Shabbos, his intention is going to be important. Masha'en kein, nezikin. What's the masha'en kein, nezikin?
We have a rule
when it comes to Nezikin that Grama ben Nezikin is Potter. So even though in both cases that was his Machshava, on Shabbos we take the Machshava
into account
to the point that even though there's a Koach Acher in such a case, Neskaima Machshavto Denichale Beruach Misayato, that he wanted it. Okay. According to Rashi, what's the crunch over here? The crunch, according to Rashi, is that when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, the fact that there is another koach that's involved, is not going to affect the halacha. When it comes to Nezikin, we have a p'tur called Grumim and Nezikin is Potter. Now let's take a look at the Rush. Says the Rosh in Simin Yud Aleph. The Rosh says as follows: Simin Yud Aleph, about five lines into Simin Yud Aleph, quotes our Gemara. Everything is really straightforward in the Rosh. We can go even further in. Let's pick up from Velo Amrina, about 3/5 of the way through Simin Yud Aleph. V'lo amrin, we don't say afo pi sheseyahu haruach basiyas ha'esh, that even though the ruach helped the coming of the fire, havikiilu hu asal levado, that's considered as if he did it itself. Mida dehava azor v'ruach maseyato dechashmina lekiilu asal malacha levado. What's the difference between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nezikin? They all got a booklet. The Hassam Meleches Machsheves Asra Teira, because when it comes to Shabbos, it's Meleches Machsheves. Afal Pi Delo Avel Grama Balma. It's considered Grama Balma because there was another Koach. Bahachi Chayva Teira. Here the Teira is Mechayvim. Kivan de Melacha Zu Ikras Yasai Deruach. Since this Melacha was done through the fire, aval hacha, excuse me, through the wind, aval hacha grama baalma, ugram ben ezakin potter. But here we're talking about grama, and grama ben ezakin is going to be potter. Sounds very similar to the way Rashi was masbi, right? Could anybody put on your deal glasses on? Could anybody be medayik? Any subtle difference between the Rush and the Rush and Rashi? for the Talmidim who just walked in, the Gemara tells us that if you have a case of where you and the wind create a fire, that's Grama ben Zakin and your Pater. But by Shabbos, Zayrev Ruach Mesayatai, so then the halacha is that if you throw it up to the wind, the chaff and the wheat separate, so then in such a case it's considered a malacha. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between the two? Gemara cryptically says, Melechetz Machsheves Asra Teira, that's going to be Melechetz Machsheves, and Niskaima Machshavta, Rashi points out, but when it comes to Nezikin, there's another halacha of Zorah Baruch Mesayato. When it comes to Nezikin, excuse me, there's halacha of Gram Nezikin, and Gram Nezikin is Pater Avalos. That's what the Gemara said. Rashi said that when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, we take his Machshav into account, and even though there's another Koach, Niskaima Machshavta, his Machshav is important. And Gram and Nezikin, we have a rule, Gram is going to be Pater. And in the Rush, I think there's something a little bit different in the Rush. What's different?
Are we saying in terms of the Lashon he uses?
Yeah.
At the end, he says, Asah Malacha Levado, that he does it himself, by itself.
Okay, have a Kilu Hu Asah Levado. Afal Bishasir Ruach, V'lo Amrinan, we don't say that. We don't say that it's considered Asah Levado. We say that it's Grama, there was another Koach, it's Grama, and therefore he's going to be Chayim. Yeah,
I would say the Rosh is pointing out that Ikar Asiyasa is the Ruach.
Okay.
As opposed to maybe Rashi was saying that maybe the other, his own forces.
Okay. All right. I hear you're right. The word Ikar is not mentioned in Rashi. Anything else? Yes, Shmuel?
No, I just think we said that Rashi saying the fact that there's another Koach involved doesn't affect the Halacha, but he was saying, no, it's like part and parcel of the same thing. That the wind is helping him do it, so that's why it's considered he's chayef on Shabbos.
Because the wind helped him do it.
I'm not actually sure what the Nachman, but Rashi seems to say that no.
The wind helped him do it versus the Rush says.
No, I thought that was what the Rush was.
Okay.
The Rush was helping, and Rashi was saying it doesn't affect the. He's still.
Okay. Glass half full, glass half empty, right? Mm-hmm. Alex.
Rashi is saying that. In his mind, he's determining that it's helpful. Or so he said, well, it's kind of...
Right, the words Niskaima Machshavta appear in Rashi, and the Rush doesn't have Niskaima Machshavta. That's true. I think that diuk is a valid diuk, but I'm not sure whether the chiluk is going to be machalik. There's something more basic that I think you guys will kick yourself afterwards. Eitan?
The Rush focuses kind of on Grama.
Who are the? You're right. Rashi didn't mention Grama, but the Gemara mentioned Grama. Yaakov, yeah. Okay, so the Gemara did mention it. I'll give you a hint. I want you to come to this. One of the yisod of learning with Talmidim is not to preach to Talmidim. It's Talmidim harbe. Talmidim should be able to do it on their own. I'll give you a hint. It's the last Lanias Daiti, and I was thrilled to see that Imre Bina makes this point. The last line in the Rush, Kivan de Malacha Zu Ikra Siyasa Ayde Ruach. Those eight words. According to the Rush, Kivan de Malacha Zu, this Malacha, Ikra Nasiyasa Ayde Ruach. According to Rashi, is this a unique halacha in regards to Zorah, or is it a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos? According to Rashi, beautiful. According to Rashi, it's Yisoid in Hilchos Shabbos. But according to the Rush, it's not a Yisoid in Hilchos Shabbos. According to the Rush, it's something unique in regards to Zorah. Okay. Before we get to the lumdus of that chiluk, let's try to understand what's Pashup Shat. There's a tendency in our yeshiva sometimes to run to lumdus before we can explain every word. So let's explain every word really well. What does a rush mean? Do our best with siyata d'shmaya to explain every word well. What does a rush mean? Kivan d'malacha zu ikra siyas ha'idei ruach. What's the rush saying? Kivan d'malacha zu ikra siyas ha'idei ruach. Pashup pshat. What's the chiluk between zore, says the rush, versus Liba V'Lipsa Ruach. Yeah?
The wind in this malacha
Exactly. When it comes to Zaira, so the act of Zaira, the way in which you normally do Zaira, you can't do Zaira without a wind. So it's meleches machsheves in the sense that it's a constructive malacha, and that constructive malacha needs the wind. It needs the wind. Without it, does hasten the shtam malacha. It's not, the act is not going to get done. The act is not going to get done at all. So says the Rosh, when it comes to the wind, in the case of Zorah, so there, the wind is necessary in any way you want to do it. You can't do it without the wind. So then in such a case, that's called Meleches Machsheves and not Grama. That's called Meleches Machsheves as opposed to Grama. In contrast to when we're talking about the case of Nezikin, Liba V'Lipsa Ruach, a normal Eish doesn't need Liba V'Lipsa Ruach. A normal Eish, you strike the match, it's near some type of flammable material, and then off it goes. This was an Eish that was fledgling. So there, in that case, where you have the Lipsa Ruach, it works. Now, you don't even need the Lipsa Ruach if you blow it most of the time. It'll go on its own. It doesn't need the Ruach. Zora needs the Ruach. That's the Pshat in the Rush. The nafkamina between what the Rush is saying and what Rashi's saying is going to be, by the way, it could very well be, before you think about that, it could very well be one of the Talmidim or Medayik that Rashi said Niskaima Machshavtoi. According to Rashi, the Iker distinction is that if you do something and another force is co-opted with you, and your machshava was to use that force, that's enough to be chayiv. According to the Rush, we're not defining meleches machshavas in terms of your machshava, over here at least, we're not defining, but rather this is the normal constructive act of meleches machshavas. This is the way human beings do melacha as they did in the Mishkan. This was the normal way to do it, as opposed to naskaima machshavta. So one of the Talmidim was medayik, the Rashi didn't say, it was eight times diuk. The Rashi didn't say that, so I think that's the secondary diuk. The first diuk is kimun de malachazu. The secondary diuk is once you notice that in the Rush, and then it's move on why Rush didn't say naskaima machshavta. Right? Beautiful. What's going to be the nafkamina between Rashi and the Rush? Beautiful, Yaakov, beautiful. What's going to be with all other malachos? Other malachos that are not Zora, would you say automatically is going to be chayiv if you have another force that's co-opted? According to Rashi, the moment in which you have a case of where you have a force which is co-opted with your ratzon, you're going to be chayiv. According to the Rush, we wouldn't necessarily be chayiv. According to Rush, this is a unique din in the halach of Zaira. It's not something that applies to all other malachas. L'chura, that's a very, very important nafkamina. So in the Kolel, I noticed this with some of the guys. As we're going to see, as the sugya explodes, we're going to see that one of the achronim I finally found makes this point. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai? Clarifications, questions? Yes, Rabbi Yaakov.
Can we just explain the nafkamina?
Sure. The nafkamina is going to be like this. What's the halacha going to be in all other malachos? Let's say I do the malacha of kosev, right? But I don't do the whole act of kosev. Another force helps me to do kosev. I'm doing kosev in a way, you'll construct the case. I'm doing kosev in a way that the ksiv would not take place unless the ruach would also help me out. What would be that case? Because kosev is not only if you write with a pen. Kosev could be that you're putting things in a particular place that's creating some type of image. So according to Rashi, you did a maisa, the ruach helped you out. Chayiv neskaima machshavtoi. According to the Rosh, Lav Dafka. This is a unique halacha in regards to Zora. Why? Because Zora must have the Ruach. All other things don't need to have the Ruach. Geschmack. Parenthetically, yes, Rav Yaakov. Rav, my goodness.
Can
Yeah, go ahead, corn booth, go ahead.
Would another nafkamina to be whether the wind was necessary at all to be machayev for Zora? Rashi says the wind is definitional to Zora.
Right.
Rashi would say, regardless of the wind, if you accomplish spreading out something,
right,
without the wind helping, you could be chayev.
Oh, that's an interesting nafkamina. In other words, what Rav David is saying is as follows. In a case of where you had, according to, let's say the wind did nothing by Zora. You did Zora without any wind. So the Rosh said the definition of Zora is that the wind helps you out. Mashma, if the wind didn't help you out, wouldn't be Zora. From Rashi, there's room to argue Yesh Lefalpel otherwise. Why is Rav David saying this? Because in the Kolel, this came up in terms of discussion, Halacha Lamaisa, do you need the wind? There's a Yerushalmi that might be Mashma that you don't, with the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. I didn't think about that nafkamina, Yashikoach. I didn't think about that Yesh Lachkor. I hear that. If I would spell out to the guys at nafkamina, then we wouldn't go in the direction I was planning to, but that's I need to think about that. Eina Chanami. From Rashi, there's room to be mefalkel. Yashikoach Rav David. Yeah?
Can you do Zora without wind?
What's that? That's the question. Right, that's the question. Maybe that's another nafkamina. So there's a Yerushalmi and there's a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. And there's a psak from Rav Nevensal about that. The case in the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger is Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses what happens if you pour water out a window. So the Yerushalmi is mashna that that's going to be Zora as well. So there it's not clear whether the wind was acting at all upon the water. So if you just spread something out in the air, is that going to be Zohar? So Rav David is suggesting, possibly, Ula Yesh Lachkar, that according to the Rosh, that you need Ruach Nisayata. According to Rosh, you don't guess out.
How would the bad stuff from the when you do Zohar, how would it go away without the wind?
That's generally how it works. But what happens, there's a Yushalmi that says, if you throw the water out in the air, that might also be Zohar. So there's room to say that it spreads out through the air even without the wind. So Rav David is suggesting maybe ulai v'ulai. Parenthetically, I just want to point out, for those of you who want to be ma'ayim more into the sugya, there might be a third mahalach over here. And that is in Tosos di Ramaskal Ravashi Omar, that Tosos there says that it could be that this teretz of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that's in regards to Shabbos, it's Niskay Melach Shavta. But over here, it's going to be different, that's Grama. So generally, most understand, this I'm going to spend the least amount of time on, so I apologize in advance if I say it in two sentences. This generally is understood, that by all Nazikin, if you have any type of Grama, it's going to be Pater. So Tosa suggests that this might be a unique halach in regards to Eish. So for those of you who are working on the sugya of Eish, so the first word on the line in Tosis is Hacha. Lakach Hacha, the third line, Lo Mikri Mavir. So the Pasuk says that Shalem Yishalem HaMavir Es HaBeira, the one who lit the fire has to pay. So Tosis says, Hacha Lo Mikri Mavir, here it's not called Mavir, El Goyrim. Because there is another thing. Vateira, in other words, the wind. Vateira lechavir chayva ela mavir v'loya goyrim. Only if you are the mavir are you going to be chayiv, and not if you there was another type of grama. So I saw some achronim point out that from Tesis is mashma that this is not even a pur of regular pur of grama b'nezikin, because there are cases that seem to be similar in nezikin that seem to be chayiv. So they say that they point to this Tesis, that Tesis says that this is a unique halacha in regards to Eish, that the only time you chayiv on Eish is if you are the mavir, and this might not be a general rule of grama b'nezikin. The Pashtus of Rashi and the Rush is not that way of reading Tosos, and that is that Brahma Menizikin is part over here, it's a tour, but it is an interesting collector's item for those who are working on Eish, that Tosos over here says, V'atayra lechayva el ha-mavir v'loy ha-garn. Okay? So three different mahalchim. What we're going to focus on is the two mahalchim that we saw, Rashi and the Rush, of how to read Pshat in the Gemara. Now here the sugya explodes. And it has profound, profound implications in halacha lemaisa. Obviously, now is not the time to work out all the halacha lemaisa, but just to give a sense of appreciation and excitement for the beauty of Torah, that how on Daf Samach and Bava Kama might affect Halacha L'maisa, many instances of Grama in Hilcha Shavuos. Kol HaTorah Kula Sugya Achati. It's amazing. Rabbi Nar said to me, he said, you could go through all of Shulchan Aruch, Hilcha Shavuos, and never see once these shitas of how to read the Gemara. But if you don't know this sugya, Bava Kama Daf Samach, could very well be that most issues in technology today, one would not be able to begin to start dealing with without knowing Bava Kama Samach Lamed Aleph. I think Rav Willig once said, just a paskin in Hilchos Schach, the person has to know Seder Taharis. The paskin on Hilchos Schach, you have to know what's a Dovra Mekavol Tumah, Dovra Sheina Mekavol Tumah. So Kol HaTorah Kula is connected. So there's a fascinating Magen Avram. Magen Avram is quoted by this. I didn't photocopy it for you. It's quoted in this in the Sefer Evan HaOzer. The Magen Avram discusses a very fundamental shaila that's going to be relevant today halacha lemaisa in many many instances. The Magen Avram is in Simin Reish Nun Beis. Magen Avram appears Reish Nun Beis. Reish Nun Beis is not a large simin. If you come over to me afterwards with the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to look it up inside, I could show you. It should be easy to find. Magen Avram in Simin Reish Nun Beis has a fascinating shaila, and this shaila is going to be directly related. We're going to see in the Achronim of how you read our Gemara. Okay, how you read our Gemara. Magen Avram has the following shaila. There's a mill that's working on Shabbos. By the way, if you want to take the word, just to make it modern, just to appreciate how these Shabbos are going to be relevant, take out the word mill. You know what a mill was? There used to be water that would be rushing, that would move a grindstone, and then you would put wheat inside the grindstone, and that's how they ground flour. We don't grind flour today that way. But instead of a mill, you could talk about any factory. Any factory that has a koach acher, that's already moving through that factory. In other words, the assembly line is already moving, okay? And, says the Magen Avram, you put wheat inside, and wheat is ground. Now, grinding wheat is an Isur D'oraisa called Tochen. Are you over the Isur of Tochen? So says the Magen Avram, no. You're not over the Isur of Tochen. At the end of the day, you did not do the whole Maisa of Tochen. There was another power that was Goremet. You didn't do a Maisa Tochen. That's what Magen Avram writes. Comes along the Sefer Evan HaOzer, and the Evan HaOzer disagrees. Take a look at my photocopy for you. This is the last Evan Ozer. Every single piece of the Evan Ozer in Shulchan Aruch is brilliant. I'm going to do it in a way that everybody b'siyata d'shmaya should be able to follow. It's about 10 lines from the end of the piece. First word on line is chayev. Umizeh raya. He's actually quoting our Gemara. I'll show you where he quotes our Gemara. Umizeh raya. Delitchon. Chitim berechayim shalmayim b'shabes. Even though, what did it? You just put the wheat inside. Who did the grinding? A different power. The water. So ultimately, Chad Gadia from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afal pikein osur litein chitim atoch rechaim min haTorah. It's going to be osur min haTorah. And his proof is going to be from our Gemara. Skip down a couple lines. He makes a complicated Kal V'chomer, but you don't even need his Kal V'chomer. Midi de'ahava. Azorev ruach misayato. De'maleches machsheves asra teira. Kal V'chomer v'noisin l'rechayim. This is a pearl from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, I never heard this Evan Ozer. I spoke to other Talmidei Chacham, they didn't They had not been familiar with this. This is a collector's item. Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, when he spoke about machines and Kol HaTorah Kula, would start with this Evan HaOzer. That this Evan HaOzer says that just like the Gemara told us in Bava Kama, Samach Amid Aleph, that the halacha is that when it comes to Shabbos, there, even though there's another power, we say, Niskaima Machshavtoi, and as long as you did a Maisa, obviously you need to do a Maisa. But once you did a Maisa and co-opted another power, then in such a case, that's going to be Isser Malacha. The same thing is going to apply in regards to the case of the Rechayim, that even though you yourself didn't do it, but it's Beferish HaGemara above a comma that the halacha is, that you, the malacha is ascribed to you. Why? Niskaima Machshavtoi. It's the sky of Machshavtoi, and therefore the malacha is going to be attributed back to you. Misameach. Mamish Misameach. L'chura, it's an amazing, amazing riot. The Eben Ozer, therefore, goes on, and this is going to have profound hashlachos in Hilchos Shabbos. He says the same would apply, and you'll think, ah, but what does this have to do with us today? It really doesn't, unless you're a little strange. To put on a leech on a person's body that sucks blood, once upon a time, people thought, instead of taking Advil, they thought that a blood sucker is going to make a person feel better. Okay, that's what they thought once upon a time. So if a person puts a leech on their body on Shabbos, they didn't do the maisa of letting the blood out, right? They put it on. So what do you expect Evan Ozer to say? They're going to be chayiv. And that's what he says. Why? Because at the end of the day, you don't need to draw the blood yourself. You have to do a maisa, co-opt another force, niskaima machshavticha, then in such a case, you're going to be chayiv. And that's what he starts off with, quoting a Magen Avraham that says it's an Isser D'oraisa, that's the bowl in the first piece, and he says, Magen Avraham got the reason wrong, that it's chayiv min haTorah. I'll tell you the real reason. The real reason is, Bava Kama Daf Samach Amid Aleph, Magen Avraham, the Shitasa got it wrong, quote-unquote wrong, because Magen Avraham doesn't read the Gemara, doesn't use our Gemara, disagrees with the way that Evan Ozer read the Gemara, and he says, if that's what Allah is, are you going to be chayiv? Oh! If that's so, so then what emerges is that when it comes to any malacha on Shabbos, Baron Soloveitchik pointed out, it will be an Isser D'oraisa as long as you're doing a maisa with another force. And the fact that in other places in halacha, we're going to see that there's Grum is going to be a p'tur, the Gemara, Baba Kama, Samachamad Al, told us that that's not true. So, Mama Od Samachti, I was thrilled to see that the Imre Bina. Oh, one more nafkamina. This is where the Imre Bina is coming from. Rabosai, this has. Now let's get. I said a leech. That doesn't come up. We don't have mills anymore. But you want to hear a fascinating shot that's similar to that? Putting out poison that's going to kill insects. Is that an Isser D'oraisa? So the Shmuz Yaakov has a question about this. And they connect it to this above discussion of the Evan Ozer. The Shvus Yaakov is quoted by the Imre Bina in Simen Chav Zayin in Dinei Shabbos. Chuvas Shvus Yaakov Chelek Beis Simen A. Rabosai, it all starts with Pshat. This is Pshat. When you're arguing about what Rashi means or what the Rush means, you're arguing about profound things that's going to affect your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. So Shvus Yaakov discusses the Shaila, and the Imre Bina assumes, and we're not going to discuss Halach L'Maaseh because that's not our agenda for today, but the Imre Bina assumes that according to Evan Ozer, that'll be us, sir. Why? Even though you yourself didn't poison the animal to kill the animal, but at the end of the day you co-opted the poison, you put it down in front of the animals, maybe even Mechalik between the case of putting the wheat inside the millstone versus putting in front of the animals, but then or the bugs, whatever it might be. At the end of the day, it's a similar type of shaila. You can imagine these shailas will come up all the time. Comes along the Imre Bina and he quotes Evan Ozer, and he says, "But I think there's another way to read the Gemara." Rabosai, is the Evan Ozer 100% right? It's only with Aliba de Rashi. L'chura, that's our way of saying it. By the way, this is new stuff. I don't think it was entirely formulated in the Torah world exactly the way we're saying it today. The Imrei Bina points out that L'chura, the Imrei Bina was the one, he doesn't contrast it to Rashi. He just says, according to the Rush, the Evan Ozer is wrong. Take a look in Dibar Maskel Od Kosav, in that Imrei Bina, where he quotes the Rush. Or he says on his own. How did he say it on his own? Yeah, he quotes it from the Rush. First word in line is Benezikin, about another 11, 12 lines in an ode. Well, Ani is daiti ha-ma'ayin sham ba-bekama b'rosh, mevuar atam b'zor v'rumach sayato d'chai b'shavis d'v'achi chayv t'etayra, kimon d'melacha zo ikar asiyasa yidei ha-ruach. This malacha. So it's only a halacha in Zoreh. So the only time we see in Shas that when you do a malacha and you co-opt another force, that the halacha is that it's considered as if you did that malacha, is only in regards to Zoreh. Because Zoreh needs the ruach. And the Torah says, you're chayim on. So Zoreh is an exception to the rule. But all the other 38 malachos don't need that. To kill an animal, you could do it without any other co-opting force. So says the Imrei Bina, that according to the Rosh, the halacha would be what? According to the Rosh, the halacha would be that it would be chalapachos pater. Chalapachos pater. By the way, I've put in your sheets that the Gemara in Kuf Chaf in Shabbos tells us that Grama by Shabbos is Shari. Might even be Mutter. So Machlokes Rishonim, whether Grama is Mutter or Aser. To this day, it's a big question that gets into the broader discussion of Grama v'chulei v'chulei. So let's crunch. Let's crunch, and then I want to ask you for your anything you want to clarify or ask. So what we have is two Havanas in the Sugya. What is the difference between Shabbos and Ezekiel? Rashi's Havana that says, Niskaima Machshavto, and therefore it would apply to all Malachas. Rashi doesn't say it's unique. We were Medayik in the Rush, that the Rush said, Malacha Zu. So therefore the Rush is only talking about what? He's only talking about Zaira. He's only talking about Zaira. If he's only talking about Zaira, comes along the Imrei Bina, says the Evan Ozer is wrong. Because the Evan Ozer pointed to what? The Evan Ozer pointed to Rashi. And what did we see from Rashi? Rashi says that it applies to all malachos. He says the Rush, as we were medayik, the Rush would disagree. So the Chura, what comes out is a tremendous nafkamina today. If you have a malacha that's being done combined with another force, is that going to be possibly mutter or chayiv min haTorah? Amazing. Okay. This is the bulk of what I wanted to discuss with you within Rashi and the Rush, B'siyata D'Shmaya. But here the sugya now even explodes into bigger areas, which was once a very, very big hack. And that is, take a look at the Torah's Rafal. You guys will be amazed that you don't know who the Torah's Rafal is when I tell you who the Torah's Rafal was. The Torah's Rafal was no one less than the Rosh Yeshiva of Elazim, who was the Netziv's son-in-law, who was whose father-in-law? Reb Chaim of Brisk's father-in-law. He was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's great-great-grandfather. He's not well-known. Rafal Shapiro was his name. The sugya now explodes because we're no longer going to deal with an Evan HaOzer and a Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos. But we're going to talk about what was once one of the biggest controversies of 250 years ago, and that is machine matzah. Could machine matzah be matzah that's eaten Masat Mitzvah and considered as if you made it l'shma? Notice a very similar type of case. You have another force that's going. You do an action put inside, very similar to being tochein berechaim, right? And in such a case, do you say that I did it? and I did it lishma. Or you say, no, the machine also did it. The machine can't do it lishma. Maybe if you press the button, then maybe it's l'kulei alma. But let's say you didn't press the button. Or maybe pressing the button is not enough. So take a look at this Torah's Rafal, and I'm going to leave you off with a Tzarech Yom Gadol on the Torah's Rafal. It's a brilliant Torah's Rafal. This is a tshuva that was written halach l'mais in regards to machine matzah. Fascinating, fascinating tshuva. By the way, it's well known that Hasidim, that there were many Hasidim that were against machine matzah. The biggest posik that was against the Hasidim quote was Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Shlomo Kluger predates Hasidus. Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, that's the name of the sefer. He was a very prolific author. And Reb Shlomo, but I looked up the Reb Shlomo Kluger years ago, and I was blown away with why the main reason he's against it. You know why? Shlomo Kluger says, because there are too many orphans and widows that are working in the matzah bakeries, that the machines are going to cause them not to have a job. And he says, that's why it's us. Shlomo Kluger's Davos. It's well known that he also held that there were other chisrons, but he said the main reason is because I'm afraid for those people who are gonna lose their jobs. Okay, Simen Ayin Gimel. But the Torah's Rafal held me Ikur Dedino was mutter. Hine Masha Herach Kvoit Harasai. Lifsal Masas Mitzvah. There are those who want to be posal Masas Mitzvah Sheni Losha Menerchah B'Machine. Haholach B'Koach HaElektri. Is Mamish. Fresh off the press. In other words, this is right in the beginning of electricity. Mitam Shenasas Me'Aleah. You want to be against it because it needs to be done B'Koach HaAdam. By the way, there are two Rambams. Whether it needs to be B'Koach HaAdam or not, that's a sugya by itself, but that we can't get into. We're going to go with the Torah's Rafal's assumptions that to be called matzah l'shma, you need to do it B'Koach HaAdam. V'loy B'Koach HaAdam. Uba inan shiei shamur v'nasis l'shem mitzvahs. V'afilu echad, top line on the second column. And even if you're going to have someone standing on top, that's not going to be enough. Third line. Achla b'sof hevi b'shem ach shachamecha deratza lomar dima Yisrael nosa ne'isla toch haglilis chashem ha'shenasa achakach me'elav ma'isi yidei adam. You quoted those who said that once you put it inside, it's considered as if you did it. Ukvot arasa eshiv al dvarav, and then you quoted a Magen Avram. Oh, our Magen Avram, incineration and bays. Shekasa da filu nosen Yisrael l'rechayim b'shavas lekach yivchatos. That just like we see the Magen Avram help, that the halacha is it's not considered as if you did a malacha, so too when it comes to Hilchos Matzah, it's not considered as if you did it. Because on Shabbos, it's not considered that you did it. Then on Matzah, it's not considered you did it. Continues the Torah's Rafal. Next paragraph. Ulefia niyaz daiti eino kain. That's not correct. Demidichayi bazeh b'Shabbos. Shma mina demikrasiya adam. He says that when it comes to the Evan Ozer, he says that you're going to be chayiv. So he starts off by saying that the Evan Ozer, that's how he concludes the previous paragraph, holds that you're chayiv, and therefore in Hilchos Matzah should be considered as if you did it. The Magen Avram who holds that in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not chayiv, so therefore it would be considered as if you haven't done it. And then he concludes, by the way, he makes reference to the Tosos. Remember I said Achronim make reference to the Tosos that I skipped? Then he says, Va'oy Nirali. Listen to his conclusion. And we're going to leave off with the Tzarech Yom Gadol. Va'od nirli lomar, the gabe nezik in gilsa Torah dekai gavna potter. He says there's a new way of how to read the Gemara. And the new way of how to read the Gemara is the Gemara is saying that when it comes to nezikin, you're potter, because by nezikin you need to do the full action. And he quotes a Torah's Kohanim that concludes, as you have it underlined, that when it comes to Nezikin, you have to do the whole Maisa B'yad. And therefore, concludes Reb Rafal Volozhiner, that when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula, as long as you do a partial maisa and you're mitzarei for something else, then you're going to be chayiv. And then it's going to be considered your maisa. And nezikin is an exception to the rule. So I don't know where Rebbe Falvel Lashon Hara got his pshat from. He reads the Gemara in a fourth way. The fourth way, in this way, he concludes halacha l'maisa that the matzah is going to be matzah l'shma according to everybody, is when the Gemara says that Shabbos is meleches machsheves. The Gemara doesn't mean it's unique to Shabbos. The Gemara is saying that grama is different than Shabbos. Grama is the exception. What do I mean, grama? Nezikin by grama is an exception. But Shabbos is the general idea, and that is that as long as you're doing umaisa, niskaim machshavtcha, and you co-opt another force, then in such a case, that's going to be considered your maisa. And therefore, in Hilchos Matzah, it's considered as if you did it. My tzarach iyun is, if this was the makar for many, the Torah's Rafal, I believe Rav Aaron Salve educated Hashkacha, strikes matzah. And I think he held that it was kosher for matzah l'shma when you use a machine. There might be many other tzirufim, but at the end of the day, my tzarach iyun gadol, I always like to end off with a tzarach iyun, is there any rishon that read the Gemara like the Taurus Rafal? It's a very mechudishtik way of reading the Gemara. Maybe Tosas? Ulai. Okay, this b'siyata d'shma is a sugya. Let's crunch it. Four different mahalchim of how to explain the Gemara, the difference between Nachs Machshavas and Grom and Ezekiel. Rashi Niskaima Machshavtoi. Niskaima Machshavtoi. With Melech HaShabbos being unique to Pashtus, according to Rashi. Versus Grama, where Machshava is not important, you need to do the whole Maisa. The Rush, who says that's a special halacha in Zoreh. Many nafkaminas between Rashi and the Rush in terms of halacha lemaisa today, and that is that according to Rashi, what would emerge is that anytime you co-opt another force, then you can be chayiv, and that's the pshat that the Eben Ezer seems to learn in our Gemara. Another nafkamina is going to be the aluka, the leech that's going to be put on, and then Imre Bina says another nafkamina is going to be putting out repellent that's going to kill an animal that's also two different kolchos. So according to the Rush, you have no sugya that says that you're going to be chayiv. According to Rashi, you do. The two other ways of reading Gemara, which might be connected, is that Tesis said that this was a unique halacha of shalem yishalem ha-mavir esha-be'era. It's a unique halacha in regards to Eish. And the other explosion of the sugya was that the Teres Rafal had used this sugya to tell us that machine matzah is going to be kosher because he says, we see from this Gemara that when you have a co-opting force, then you, just like on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. It's considered your maisa, and it's a unique halacha and ezekin that this type of grama is going to be fatur. We're left off with a tzarach iyun, is which rishon does the Torah's Rafal have? But we see now the far-reaching implications of the sugya. Yes, Yaakov. If anybody wants to rush back to the Beis Medrash and learn, feel free. Yeah?
What about if someone wrote away Shabbos candles because the Kol Hachar keeps it going throughout Shabbos, then you have Havara during Shabbos?
Oh, so that's the famous the Kasha in Mukia Yosef, right? Famous Kasha in Mukia Yosef in Ketzer Arego, right? What about Isha Mishum Chitzad? So Rav Soloveitchik had a brilliant teretz to that Kasha. But it's hard to read the Mukia Yosef's teretz. What exactly is Mukia Yosef's teretz? What Yaakov Ari is referring to is that we know that the Gemara has a machlokis, Amorayim, whether Kisho, your Eish, you're going to be chayiv because it's considered as if your arrow, or it's considered as if it's your money. It's Mamoncha. So that's the sugya of Isha Mishum Chitza with Isha Mishum Mamona. So the Muke Yosef, so what does that mean, your arrow? That means that if Reuven lights a fire at 5 in the afternoon, and the fire goes and goes and goes and damages at 8 o'clock at night, it's one arrow that he shot at 5 and killed at 8. So ask the Mukia Yosef, so then if a woman lights candles on Friday night, so the fire is going, going, going. Once it hits Shabbos, it's considered as if she lit. It's still considered back to her. That's the Mukia Yosef's kasha. So the pashas the Mukia Yosef gives a complicated parrot's mekanula bolam akhara. He has a complicated teretz. So Soloveitchik had a very interesting teretz. He said, "Al pi halacha, it goes back to you. But to violate Shabbos, you need to do a maisa. So even though al pi halacha, it's considered as if you lit it, but on Shabbos, the iser is that iser is the asiyas malacha. That's going to be the iser. Yeah.
Can we draw a comparison then to the case of putting out poison then?
You put it out on Shabbos.
Oh.
Let's say you put it out on Shabbos. No, on Erev Shabbos is for sure going to be mutter. Come over to me in the Beis Medrash if there's anything more you want to discuss. This sugya, it was great to learn with you again.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shakar.
Would it be an happening official? Because if you're going to say that it's not a different apply to our malachos, so even if you have everything cut to before Shabbos, you started the process before Shabbos on Shabbos.
Right. It's a unique halacha regards to kishim mishum pizza. In other words, Bishul, there's no other.
Right, by the rug, that was the rug. Rush said that you're only by Zora.
Right.
At least this is what I understood. It was by Zora, it's a unique thing to Zora that you call out to. If we're going to say other halachos, I guess we want to understand Rashi, that it would apply to
all halachos.
So then Bishul would have.
No, but that's what I'm saying, that when it comes to Bishul, you did the only time you have this question is if you did the Maisa on Shabbos. If you do, everything we've been discussing is only when you did the Maisa on Shabbos. It was not a case where we were talking when you did the Maisa on Erev Shabbos.
So how's that different than putting out the buttons closing to the...
You put it on Shabbos. I'm sorry, that wasn't clear. Yeah.